Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building. Woof woof to the woof woof, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, that there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is. There it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. Then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and everyone all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yiggity yank it all the way off the chain because I'm like walking my dogs off
the leash. From the west to the east, I could be a beast when I unleash this here lyrical feast into your ear hole. My story is bold as gold and it's twice as nice. Let me ask you something. How's your life? Stevie Mac doing it twice as nice, cutting like a knife, getting down with the getting down. Hey, we got a big old response from our show about the Lowrider Group, a.k.a. the real members of the band War. And if you don't know about War, it's probably time you found out about War. Check this out.
Whispered in my ear something crazy.
I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now, wait a minute. I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time.
That's what's up. That's what's going on. You've been listening to War, a.k.a. the Lowrider Band. We had on a show two nights ago. Everybody logged in, loaded up, said a lot. You got to check it all the way out. Listen to all our shows. You can subscribe to Stevie Mac Radio for free by way of iTunes. You go to steviemack.com, 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 and click on the Stevie Mac Radio button and subscribe to the show for free, because that's how we get down. This is our, tonight marks our 1,479th episode. Yeah. We've been doing this for a while. Lots of great shows. What's in the news? What's going on? What's happening up around your way? I can tell you right now, Russian warplanes are flying close proximity to American naval ships over by Lithuania, and they think that they think that they're doing something, right? Trying to warn us, like, oh, hey, yeah, don't be flying over here. I mean, don't be sailing your boats over here up in Lithuania straits. Because, you know, this our hood, homie. Y'all about to get a mud hole stomped in your ass. Now, let me just say this. We got about 5,000 troops about to deploy in that area to do some war games in Poland next month. So if they think that one of our Navy ships being over there bother them, they got a whole lot coming. Now, listen, I have Russian friends. I just hosted the Miss Russian LA 2016 beauty pageant. So I have a ton of Russian friends who I love dearly. So ain't no, you know, we ain't about to have no Russian internment camps or none of that. Ain't finna round them up. What happened though if America had to stomp a mud hole in Russia's ass? This Russian population is big over here and deep and dangerous. So you don't want to really do nothing like that, okay? I'll tell you why. Let me say, hope to see you. I got to reply to this young lady's thing on Facebook here. Let's see. Hope to see you at my show soon. Yeah, hope to see you at my live show April 24th. Let's see if she, see if she responds to that. Because you know what, man, people be all over Facebook doing stuff, and the objective for me is to get them to, hey, let's get out of Facebook, out of cyberspace, and bring this to the real world. Let's bring it to the real world. Because that's what I do. I go in cyberspace and on the internet. And I network with folks in hopes to pull them out of the computer world into the real world. The computer world is the Matrix. You know the movie The Matrix? What was The Matrix all about? The Matrix was all about people, you know, it's about people living in this world that's not real and it's digital. And that's the internet, you know. Most movies you see have based in some sort of reality, okay? Some people in the Matrix, like they said, in the Matrix, they would rather live in the Matrix. Okay, so yeah, she said she should be there. Uh-huh. Yep. 4343 Leimert Boulevard, to be exact. I'm giving her the address. Chaos Network. Because people need to know where the show is going to be at. Wait a minute. On New Visions Radio. Chaos Network. I got to edit that now. I got to put 6 p.m. Damn, I can't even edit that.
Oh, yeah, I can edit it. Let me see. Let me edit it right quick. At 6 p.m. I'm giving all the information right then and there. You know, that's my wife is still at the office. Not sure when I'll be home. I just got a text message from my wife. Okay, hey, baby. Look, no worries. I'm here. May go to 11 o'clock meeting and back. That's about it. Boom! Yeah. President! Yeah. That's why can't we be friends? You hear playing in the background by War, aka the Lowrider Band. Yeah, I like to let people know all the information. This is the thing. It ain't gonna never be perfect communication. So what you do is you meet people where they like to be met. I always ask people that too. I always go like, you know, like say for instance, you want to communicate with somebody, right? Hey, don't think. Listen, if you know anything about Stevie Mac, you know that I ain't forgot about the topic. I was talking about Russian planes and war and all that stuff. I believe what you mean. I ain't forgot about that. I do get sidetracked into other things. But then I get right back on topic. Because that's how I get down. That's how get down. So, anyway, I like to meet people where they like to be met, if you understand what I'm saying. I'll give it to you like this. For instance, say you're fond of email. you the listener. You like to do emails a lot, right? That's how you like to communicate. Whether you're promoting something or communicating with people, you like to do email. But the person that you're about to network with, They like to text message instead, or they like to do Twitter, or they prefer Instagram, or they prefer messaging on Facebook in a private message. I meet people where they like to get down. If you want to do it all on Facebook in a private message, I'll do it there. If you want to do it in a message on Instagram or Twitter, I'll do it there. That way you don't try to rope people into your way of doing it, you move with the cheese. What do I mean by move with the cheese? Anybody in the classroom? Raise your hand. Anybody? When I say move with the cheese, a lot of people don't know what I mean. Okay. Oh, there's an actual video, Who Moved My Cheese? Interesting. There's a movie called Who Moved My Cheese. Well, also, there's a book called Who Moved My Cheese. Okay? And if you don't know about the book, let me tell you about the book. Who Moved My Cheese? It's a book by Spencer Johnson. Okay? It's an amazing... Let me just tell you a bit. Hold on a bit. Let me give you the preamble to it. Yeah, it's an amazing way to deal with change in your work and in your life. The book is called Who Moved My Cheese? It came out in 1998. It was a number one bestseller. Okay, number one bestseller. Okay. Now, with Who Moved My Cheese, Dr. Spencer Johnson realized the need for finding the language and tools to deal with changing issues that makes all of us nervous and uncomfortable. Now, most people are fearful of change because they don't believe they have any control over how or when it happens to them. Since change happens anyway, either to the individual or by the individual, Spencer Johnson in his book allows us that what matters most is the attitude. He shows us that what matters most is the attitude we have about the change. Like, for instance, when the Y2K panic gripped the corporate realm before the new millennium, most work environments finally recognized the urgent need to get their computers and other business systems up to speed and able to deal with the unprecedented change. And businesses realized that this was not enough. They needed to help people to get ready, too. Now, in his book, Who Moved My Cheese, Spencer Johnson created his new book to do just that, the co-author of the multi-million-dollar bestseller, The 1 Minute Manager. He also wrote that book. It's a deceptively simple story with a dramatically important message that can radically alter
the way we cope with change. Who Moved My Cheese allows for common themes to become topics for discussion and individual interpretation. Who Moved My Cheese takes the fear and anxiety out of managing the future and shows people a simple way to successfully deal with the changing times, providing them with a method for moving ahead with their work and lives safely and effectively. Let me just tell you, basically, to sum it up, Who Moved My Cheese shows you how to move with the cheese, all right? Basically, that's it. It shows you how you should be moving with the cheese. Cheese being money, in this case. Well, cheese, yeah, or anything that you consume or have adapted to. When it changes, you need to change. So I meet people where they like to get down in terms of communication. You want to communicate with me in a thread on Facebook or in a private message on Facebook or on Twitter or in a text message or in an email or on phones. If you want to write me a letter, snail mail, handwritten with a pencil, number two pencil on double space ledger line paper from kindergarten. If you want to write it with a crayon by Crayola, I'll get down with you like that. Because as long as we effectively communicate, if you put it in Braille, I'll still see what you're saying. Whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop. Yeah, it's your boy Stevie Mac getting down with the get down. Now back to the Russians swooping close to the American battleships. All I got to say is, why can't we be friends? Huh? Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
can we be friends? That's all I got to say, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to have to bust out with the Cisco Kid on your ass. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if you looked at some of these Russian fighters lately, you don't want to piss them off, man. They've been coming over here kicking ass and taking names in the boxing ring ever since they done opened up that USSR, man. Yeah, Molochenko. All the
Russian boxers.
Vladimir Klitschko. I mean, knocking brothers out. Yeah, out the ring. Not just out through the ropes into the third aisle. Brothers wake up, referee would be like, what day is this? They'd be like, round three. They'd be like, what round is this? Tuesday. Yeah, so you don't want to piss them off. They ain't doing nothing but fighting. They're angry as hell, so, you know, let's not piss them off. Let's be friends. You listen to Stevie Mac Radio, broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California. I ain't getting down with the get down like we always do Monday through Thursday, 10 p.m. It is the call time. Be there or be square. We about to turn this bad boy all the way out, bringing Brother Malcolm out of Pennsylvania. Hey, Brother Malcolm, what it do, boo-boo?
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on the show, bro.
Ooh, we in outer space, baby. We always close this show out by first telling you to visit steviemac.com, steviemac.com. That's where you're going to find out where I'm performing at a place near you. And if it ain't near you, request it to be near you. We got the Stevie Mac Show coming up on the 24th, and then a comedy show in Hollywood on the 25th. Your boy doing a damn thing all the way live. We also close the show out by telling you the truth, because the truth shall set you free. Brother Malcolm, go and tell them what the truth is. The truth is
the world is listening.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mac has left the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
That's it, and that's all, folks. Say good night, Brother Malcolm.
Good night,
Brother Malcolm. I love it.